Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatment at 317-559-PAIN.
Here we go. It is time to hear from you and your opinions. And boy, we've got some opinionated people today with the voicemail segment, 317-684-8444. That is the phone number. It is the Kendall and Casey Show on 93 WIBC. And in for Rob Kendall today is Tony Kinnett from the Kinnett Cast, which can be heard every night at 7 p.m. right here. You've got your 100th episode tonight.
That is right. And it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a banger.
It's going to be a hoot and a half. That's right. Inflation may be raging, but a hoot and a half for free on the Tony Kinnett Cast tonight.
You can't beat that price.
You can't.
Speaking of prices, how about $6.7
million? $6.7
million? Mm-hmm.
Why, you could bribe a New York State official with that.
Or you could win a 5th District office.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. Do I have to act like a child on the radio while I do it?
No, actually, you can act like a child elsewhere.
Oh, what if I sent really, really stupid mailers, like the kind that stick out the back of my mailbox and could double as a campaign sign?
That's what $6.7 million will buy you.
Wow, what a deal. Mm-hmm. Tell me where I can spend such money in such a fashion, Casey.
In the 5th District in Indiana. It is the most expensive congressional race in the state. And somebody wanted to call and comment about Victoria Spartz.
Indiana Joe down here in Texas. Listening to your show, I've learned way more about Indiana politics than I ever wanted to know, and primarily because I disdain politics off of all their heads. But since I listen to some of these state races, I have to go Google and try to put a face with the voice and the story. And Rob, I know you don't notice people's appearance, but you do realize the number one export from Ukraine is mail order brides. And now that I've looked at Victoria Spars, she must have been on the clearance rack.
I don't think
we can make it on the air. Wow. Y'all have a great Friday.
He said he disdains politics, but yeah, he listens to us all the time.
Oh, man.
That was rough, wasn't it? Have you seen her latest commercial?
I don't watch any of the... Luckily, I have good ad blockers, so when I watch YouTube or something that the ads would pop up on, they don't show up.
Yeah.
You mean like on just regular TV?
Yeah, that's where I saw it. Huh. She has her daughters endorsing her. I thought it was a pretty good commercial. And at the very end, she puts her arms around them and she says, you know, I'm Victoria Spartz. I approve this message.
Okay.
Being endorsed by my children is the most important endorsement of all.
Okay.
Absolutely agree. I thought it was a nice family-focused commercial and it was her children bragging about her. However, these are the same children she mentioned she was not going to be in office for because she needed to spend more time with them. But here's the thing. You start putting your kids in your ad, you're opening up your children to political attacks as well.
I'm going to slice a little bit of an asterisk on that one. If that was the only kind of ad that we just talked about, that she'd been running this entire campaign, I would say, you know what? It's heartwarming. She hasn't done any attacking. You just say, look, I'm a Republican. Family matters to me. I received their endorsement. That's a huge thing. That's why I'm running for Congress. All right, cool. I would say that technically I'd still leave kids off the table for things. However, you've spent the entire time between Chuck Goodrich's ad where it starts off and you hear, me. Oh, I have not Googled Victoria Spartz. Have you Googled Victoria Spartz? No, I haven't, but I am interviewing her here for some reason. And then her ads that are like, China Chuck from Chinatown is a Chinese China guy. And it's like, what? What are you two, five? And for the record, I complained about this on the air before Tony Katz complained about this on the air. So I wasn't going to mention it, but since he made fun of me on the air this morning, I thought I'd just put that one out on the table.
You're going to be first?
Oh, the record stands on a live stream. I was in Dallas, and I was like, you know what? Everyone in the 5th and the 6th district that is running, except for Raju and Bill Frazier, honestly, an old guy in the 6th, his commercials don't bother me, but everyone else is just acting like a bunch of morons, and I was the one who told everyone to get involved in the primary this year. I regret it, all right? I was wrong. The primary season is not worth your attention. This has been the worst, most exhausting nonsense. Please save us with another voicemail.
Okay, you heard this one and you wanted us to air it. So this one's on you when the complaints come rolling in, all right?
Okay.
I would not, I probably wouldn't have chosen to put this on the radio.
What?
It's about the protesters.
Oh, I did talk about the protesters. All right, let's hear it.
So for 2 days in a row, you guys have had audio, people talking about the protesters and how not good-looking they are. And I got to tell you, they're right. I mean, I've seen pictures of those people. They are fat. They are beyond fat. They're so fat, if they wore high heels, they'd strike oil. And they're ugly, too. They're very ugly. So ugly, if you took them down to the beach, someone would ask you what you used for bait. Okay? And the picture the other day I saw was titled, Hamas Brings in Human Tanks. And I look at the picture, and it's of these two morbidly fat women. And they weren't wearing masks. They probably should have been, or at least put paper bags over their heads because they were so ugly. And they were wearing crop top shirts that showed their stomachs, which almost made me lose my dinner for the night, and the shirt said "Fatties for Hamas." So yes, you guys are hitting the nail on the head that these are not the best looking people in the world. They're the ugliest and fattest people probably out there in the world.
For the record, it was a clip of Megyn Kelly saying that they were ugly that we aired.
That's true. Although I will back up the fact that I have said repeatedly, and I stand by the fact that the majority of the pro Hamas, anti Israeli protesters, aka the LGBTQ+2IA Marxist crowd, the majority of them are very, very objectively ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about mid. They're like, oh, well, they're kind of okay. Like, no. I mean, we're talking about like premium Uggoville. Mm-hmm. And I will not tolerate the pearl clutching. Oh, they can't help that they look like a donkey's left thigh. That's not fair. Well, if you were taking hormones and chopping your hair off in weird directions, it ain't going to make you look prettier.
Okay. Another phone call. This one, somebody I think is a little concerned about Matt Bear.
Can somebody explain on air what the hell's going on with Bear?
What?
I hear it early in the morning, given mm-hmm. traffic.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
Yeah.
And in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Does he live in the radio studios?
Yes.
Does he ever sleep?
No.
When does he sleep? Is he homeless? What's going on with Matt Bear?
I woke up this morning and Matt Bear was on my lawn.
So first of all, he can't be homeless and live in the WIBC studio. He does live here, by the way, actually. He every morning I come in, I wake him up, I rise him out of bed and I say, Matt, it's time for traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, no traffic on eastbound I-70. And mm-hmm. I have to give him a little cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bud. Time to go.
Yeah. So I think he's concerned that he hears Matt Bear on the radio often. Now, you might notice there are no traffic reports during the Kendall and Casey show.
That's because in the state of Indiana, there are no traffic laws in the middle of the day.
Is that what it is?
So you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
So Matt just, he just takes the day off because of the migraines.
I think what he's really pointing out is that, yes, in fact, Matt Bear is one of the hardest working men.
Correct.
In the entire city of Indianapolis. And he does that for everyone to make sure that they get to where they need to be on time. This is what we call a double shift.
Yeah, it's a split shift. He comes in, works 3, 4, 5 hours, mm-hmm. and then he's done. And then he comes back and works another 3 hours because mm-hmm. those are the times when people are, you guessed it, ladies and gentlemen, driving.
In their car, yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's called the, high traffic times.
Drive time, rush hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Except it's several hours.
He's a good man and a hard worker, but he is also okay. Yesterday, I mentioned about those University of North Carolina fraternity guys who were holding up the American
Pi Kappa Phi.
Pi Kappa Phi, yep. And everybody was donating money for their rager. I haven't looked today to see how much they've raised. Yesterday, it was up to about $350,000. Somebody set up that GoFundMe page so that they could have a couple beers for their patriotism.
Oh, not just a couple beers. Yeah. We are throwing those men a rager.
I saw John Rich, country singer, is going to go perform.
I told you, chatting with one of the guys, mm-hmm. I'm considering throwing a 200 ribeye steaks in the back and just driving to North Carolina.
Now, the thing that sparked my interest was, okay, well, these are some patriotic young men, and hey, I've got a daughter the same age, and so when I noticed them, I was thinking possible son-in-law material, right?
With all the money rolling in, good move. Mm-hmm. Good move.
And somebody else heard that comment, and here's a phone call about that.
I just was listening to you and Tony today on YouTube, and you were speaking about the young men at UNC, and how one of them could be a possible son-in-law for you someday. Mm-hmm. And something went off in me, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I have an incredible son right here in Indianapolis. He's also a Purdue graduate, mm-hmm. class of 2022, mm-hmm. and he's a biology major.
Hey.
He's about to complete his second year in dental school downtown at IU Dental School. And I thought, you know, maybe we could set him up. So I guess I could give you my show number, and we'll see how serious or where this would go. But who knows? This could be really a great story someday.
My daughter has beautiful teeth, by the way.
Oh, that's good.
Well, she had braces when she was young.
So,
and he's in dental school.
She would be mortified
if she knew that this conversation was taking place.
Well, at least her detractors don't make fun of her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my people say. They say I have tiny teeth, apparently. Mm-hmm.
I've noticed how the evolution of this. For a long time, we were trying to set up Kevin with people because Kevin's single.
Sure, sure.
And Kevin, I'm sorry. Apparently, we're moving on. And rather than setting you up with a fine woman, we're moving on to my daughter and trying to set her up with an upstanding, you know, young,
I'm actually cool with that.
I'm dating around.
Well, you don't like the attention, neither does she.
After making out with Kevin a few times, the magic just kind of wears off. I'm sorry to say.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.